This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good opening day, Thursday afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
And hello.
It's gorgeous out.
Hello. Welcome to Dana and Parks game day.
Mid-70s this afternoon. It is perfect weather.
A little overcast, but it's warm. And have you noticed this is the day, like, I don't know, the last 2 days, the trees have exploded. There are blooms on all of the Bradford pears. Spring has sprung. Baseball is here. I'm in such a good mood. I don't even know that I need meds anymore, Scott.
I totally forgot about this game. Sing It Back?
Ooh. Oh, I love that game. I'm very good at Sing It Back.
I completely forgot about this one.
Is that where you fill in the lyrics?
No, it's where you tell me, well, you can. You can fill in the lyric or tell me who the artist is.
Ah.
Either one is fine.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
And I'm here to remind you.
About the mess you left when you went away.
Boom!
Boom! Wow. That is one very angry Alanis Morissette.
Nailed it.
I love these games.
Okay. I would get this one. Dana would never in a million years. If you like to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man.
Don't even try. Yeah, I was going to say.
Because it's from Motorhead.
Man Rock, no. Oh. I got nothing.
You win some, you lose some. It's all the same to me.
All right. Is that on the docket today? Because,
I think we're going to add it. I used to rule the world.
I used to
sweep the streets that I never owned?
No.
Oh.
I used to rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not Coldplay?
It is.
Well, yeah. I used to sweep the
seas would rise when I gave the word. Is the next lyric.
Oh, yeah.
Different verse.
With Coldplay, I just kind of hum along and make up my own lyrics because I'm never quite sure what he's saying.
Everybody does.
We could play a game. If you're listening, just call us and we'll just chat. We'll just be like, how are you doing today? What is your name?
Let me read this almost in the way it's sung. I thought I'd get closer.
I thought I'd get closer. I have no idea.
So I walked on over.
Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. Oh,
come
why
on.
Is it hard
come
when
on.
You speak it? I know that song.
I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over.
Is it a Conway Twitty song?
It is
no,
not, but
is
you're
it
close.
Willie Nelson or Johnny? Yeah. Is it Willie?
You're in the right genre.
Yeah.
It's Kenny Rogers.
Oh, thought I'd get closer, so I walk on over, and da-da-da-da-da, that's what's a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Bingo, there you go, you got it, you got
400
it.
400 children in a crop in the field.
Four hungry children.
Four hungry, what? Not 400. They weren't
they
rabbits.
They didn't live in a shoe.
My word.
400 children.
So many multi-layered jokes in 3 seconds right there.
It's been 7 hours.
And 16 days since you took my love away.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
15 days. 16 days?
15.
Something tells me we shouldn't play this game because it's not going very well.
But if you're close and you know the song, I think that's a point.
It's not for us to play. It's for the audience to play along.
All three of you. Welcome in.
You know, Sam and I are of the opinion that there might be more than we think. There might be five.
Okay. What time's first pitch?
First pitch is at 3:10.
Okay.
That's when we lose them all.
We've got you for an hour, folks.
So we actually could get some stuff done this first hour.
Yeah, we're going to do some stories this hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, so let's game plan here. What's the 3 o'clock game?
Ooh.
Baseball.
Wordsmithery.
I'd like to play some Family Feud at some point today.
I think we do Family Feud at 3 o'clock.
Love it.
That'll be at 3:45. All the games will be at 45.
Mixtape at 4:45?
Yep.
Done.
That's a good plan.
Yep.
And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we will do.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
We'll do Sing It Back.
Okay.
And what else we got?
Word smithery.
No, let's do Trivial Pursuit.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
In the 5 o'clock hour. So it's Dana and Parks Game Day. We look forward to this every year where we broadcast to each other.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the baseball game gets rained out?
It's not going to get rained out, Dan.
No.
It's a beautiful day.
I put a full stack together for that exact purpose.
Just in case. Sam, you are like a Boy Scout. You are mm-hmm. always prepared. I so appreciate that.
So breaking news out of the Kansas City City Council today.
Yes. The city manager is bye.
Saw that.
They let him go on a unanimous vote.
Yep.
Should have taken that job in Austin.
Whew. Yeah, the timeline of all of that and how it played out is...
You can't be surprised. I mean, I was surprised it took this long.
I was surprised they kept him on indefinitely with a paid salary.
I think that has to do with let's not make any mistakes here.
Due process.
And open up ourselves to a lawsuit. Any kind of lawsuits, the due process of it all. It has been just more than 3 weeks since the suspension.
Yep.
Not that long of a time.
Yeah, but then signing him to a new contract last year, making him the highest paid employee in the city. And yes, that is highest, including everyone in the city, including the guy at the top. When we knew these allegations existed.
Well, what do you mean the guy at the top? He is the guy. He's the city manager.
I believe he made more than the mayor.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's a unique form of government with a city manager.
City manager, mayor, yeah.
And the mayor part of the city council.
So Brian Platt is gone. And here's a question. Do we need to rethink the structure of Kansas City government? Let the mayor, like in many major cities across the country, the mayor is the top dog. And then the city manager is number two. Or the vice mayor is number two. And then a city manager.
I don't know that your average voter even understands the intricacies or, quite frankly, cares. Maybe we should.
We should.
About the breakdown of duties between the people at the tops of your cities, no matter where you live. I mean, you have a city council. They are elected. They help make decisions. You have the mayor. Mm-hmm. Some people have a city manager with various levels of power. Some don't.
Well, clearly, I thought the mayor was the top dog. Finding out just now he's not.
Yeah, it's a council manager form of government.
Mm-hmm. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. How was dealing with the Social Security office?
I am here to tell you, I walked in to one of the Johnson County Social Security Administration offices today. Yeah. I had the most delightful experience. You know, anytime you have to get adulting things done, like the driver's license or the Social Security, you know, all that stuff, there's this feeling like, not really dread, but you just...
It's government.
You expect the worst and hope for the best.
Right.
And I am here to tell you, they could not have been nicer. They could not have been more accommodating. I had questions. They were happy to see me. They answered them. They're like, you're back again?
Is this because of your name changing?
Yes. But they were so helpful.
Oh, I was worried you were already claiming retirement.
No. Yeah, somebody said, I don't think you're quite at full retirement age. I'm not even sniffing at almost retirement age. Anyway, I am here to tell you, there are delightful people that work in government offices.
Well, of course there are.
That you might think when you wake up, oh, I got to go do this. You should just turn that frown upside down, Kansas City.
It's not like you're going to the DMV.
No, and honestly... Dan, I have had a great recent experience at the DMV.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I typically do as well over on the Missouri side.
Dare I say, they were super pleasant and super helpful there.
At the Social Security office or DMV?
Both.
Huh. Well, good. They should be.
And all of them are
working
on opening day just like we are.
That's right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So, you know, Sam and I both go to a wellness center where Michelle Robin works and does amazing things. And that's where I go to get my acupuncture and all this stuff. We had dinner with her last night, Sam. I haven't even told you this. We had dinner with her last night and she had asked about my labs because, you know, last week I felt really faint at work. I went in to urgent care, actually, I think it was Friday night after work.
Yeah.
It's $200 you won't get back.
$200, exhausted. Something was like, I was like, something is wrong. I'm tired.
Felt like you were passing out.
Yes, felt very faint. So all this stuff. Anyway, my blood work comes out back and my glucose level on that day was just abysmally low. It was 55. For those of you who know what that means, that's apparently very, very low.
70 to 100 is normal.
Yeah, I was. There's a reason I was feeling weird with vision. I had some blurred vision. I just felt weak, like I was almost going to pass out, right?
Drop anyway. Below 40, go to the hospital.
Right. So we go to dinner last night, and Sam, she brings us this, and she has worn this before because we play pickleball, and I've noticed it, and I just assumed she was diabetic, which she's not. There's this little circular disc-shaped thing, and she brings us two of them last night, and she says, I wear one of these from time to time. For months, sometimes I wear it. And it will show you in real time what your blood sugar is doing. It's connected to an app. And she said it is one of the most...
seen the commercials they wear it on the back of
their... One of the most fascinating things, because she said you will start to see how your body reacts to food, to caffeine, to wine. She goes, if you're feeling a little tired, you can pull up the app and it will show your blood sugar is low. And I think my entire life I've had weird issues with my blood sugar, specifically during pregnancy. I always felt extremely nauseous and extremely faint almost the entire time I was pregnant. I was pregnant 4 years of my life.
Doesn't that happen for a lot of pregnant women, though?
For a lot of pregnant women, it does.
Yeah.
But now that I'm starting to wonder, like, is this just what my system does? I'm curious if any of our listeners wear those. Not because you're diabetic, but just because, you know, maybe you were feeling sluggish or maybe, like, it's something you want to keep an eye on. I don't want to use the word obsessed, but she said it, like, at one point, it almost becomes like you want to see... You're going to that app to see, I just ate. What is it doing now?
Yeah, it's a super adhesive little circular patch that has a needle that just goes right under the surface of the skin.
And it spring triggers. You just push this button. She showed us how it works last night. You download the app and, you know, you wear it like under your arm. You can barely see it. Mm-hmm. She said you can still play pickleball. You can still golf. It just lives there. And I think you swap it out every week or two. But I'm really curious with my... just dietary habits, what will it show? And if you wear one of those, like what does it do? What is it like? I don't want to say, are you beholden to it? But I feel like because I like information and I'm just by nature, I'm a curious person. I feel like I'm going to want to know every single time, Sam, I eat something, like, what's it doing now? Like, okay, is this up? Is this down?
Or if you feel groggy, is it because of lack of sleep or is it because you haven't eaten anything?
She said that like normal, I want to say, and I don't, you know, take this to the bank. I think she said between 85 and 95 is right where you kind of want to live. Yeah. And so the day that I was 55, she was like, that is why you felt like you were dying.
Now, I have a high metabolism. I'm a larger person. And I know for a fact that if I don't eat a high protein breakfast first thing in the morning, I will get the shakes. I get full on hangry. It's a real thing. And I do it just about every Saturday. It's not a good
time. My mom has always had that, Sam.
Yeah.
I do think some of this is familial. But then it's like, okay, what do you do with the information? If you had something coming into your phone all the time telling you every single time you put something in your mouth, this is what it's doing to your blood, what do you do with that information?
Rather than sitting in the angst of why am I so upset right now?
Right.
Why do I feel like... not good.
Anxiety. Like, it gave me crazy anxiety the day that it was that low. I just felt panicky.
It will tell you, hey, I need to go grab a Jolly Rancher or a protein bar.
But I wonder if you're really into the information for like a week.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it just becomes a nuisance. Now, if you're diabetic, of course, you have to wear it. You have to know where your blood sugar is. But if you're not diabetic and you are not, after about a week or two of, you know, ooh, I just had a glass of wine. Doot-doot. Get to the doctor. You know, or you have a salty meal or you eat some candy or something. Okay, this is what it does to my system. All right. Doot-doot.
I suspect, and this is my hypothesis, and we will test it after. And I'm not going to do it for another couple of weeks because, you know, I'm going on vacation. It's my birthday. I'm going to do it. We're going to start when we get back.
Okay.
But
the
healthiness
is going out the window.
I suspect.
Well, it does when you go on vacation.
That the fluctuations that I have are not what a normal person has. Because there are so many times, and I just remember when I was pregnant, feeling like, why don't all of my friends who are also pregnant, why are they not feeling so awful? I just felt so awful. And I think, you know, pregnancy does do things to your metabolism, obviously.
Clearly.
But I would have the shakes, Sam, like you said. I would have the shakes so bad in the morning, hangry, panicky.
You're hypoglycemic.
But I didn't know it back then. And it was one of the side effects for me in pregnancy that I just dreaded that side effect.
Well,
and when I felt that way the other day, it reminded me of that pregnancy side effect.
For whatever the reason, and I'm not really sure what the reason is, over the last few generations, we have shifted away from that high protein breakfast to sugary cereals, to things that do nothing but negatively have a negative impact on your body when you start out the day, when in reality, what you need is that dense protein.
Well, but, you know, the idea that, first of all, Crispix is not a sugary cereal, and it's delicious. But we've had sugary cereals when Dan and I were kids.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms.
Frosted grains and
Frosted Flakes.
They're magically delicious.
Let's go to Andrew in Blue Springs. Andrew, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
We're well, thank you.
Great. Hey, I was just calling in because I wear one of those discs.
Yeah.
Also.
What are they called?
Mine is called a Dexcom.
Dexcom. Okay.
Yeah.
They call them CGMs, Scott. CGMs, continuous glucose monitor. And what have you learned from it, Andrew?
What certain foods do to my blood sugar. I am diabetic.
Yeah.
But it helps me regulate it because I know certain foods will raise my blood sugar quite a bit, and then it has an alarm on my phone also that if I go below like what you did to 50, then my alarm sounds, and my wife's phone is tied into it also. She gets alerts too.
Let me ask you this, Andrew. Were there any foods that really surprised you where you're like, I did not have that on my bingo card, that this specific thing would make me feel so bad?
Any pasta. Pasta, any spaghetti, stuff like that, that one right there really raised my sugar up and caused me, I get tired whenever my blood sugar goes up.
Now, she got tired when her blood sugar went down.
Yeah, that, I don't know, it never happens. It only happens to me when my blood sugar goes up, but if my blood sugar goes down, I'll start sweating and I'll start getting the trembles.
Yep.
Start shaking. And just for you, it's at like CVS, I carry in every car or everywhere at work too, they're little glucose tablets, and they make different flavors like mixed fruit, orange, and they're actually like a little candy. You just suck on them things and it brings your sugar back up to normal very fast.
That's interesting. I think what I had done, Andrew, is I waited too long. And at some point, there's a point of no return where you've waited so long that you're just going to feel really, really awful.
But on Friday, were your hands sweating?
Yes. They were tingling.
Were you starting to shake a little bit?
There was a moment that I was like, am I having a heart attack? Like, what is going on? The other thing she said is it helps you monitor your anxiety. And I don't know anything about that, or if Andrew knows about, like, I don't know what that's about. But if you look up these CGMs, it will say it will help you understand your blood sugar, sleep, and how stress and anxiety are affecting your body.
913.
They're just all tied in. I'm curious if you know how.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. If you don't already love Bobby Witt Jr., I'm going to show you a video. You describe it in action. He spots a little kid in the stands. He comes out for batting practice earlier today. Spots a kid in the stands with his jersey on. You describe it.
That is darling. He's pointing to him with a bat, and then he hands over his bat. That is so... Opening day just makes my heart sing, and the little kid is just jumping up and down, and you see there's two little boys next to him going, oh,
how'd
and
you
then
get the bat?
It looks like he's going to sign a jersey.
Yeah, he does, and then he hands out hats.
I love opening
day. See, look, he's handing out hats.
I love opening
day. To all the
day.
Fans that were there.
Good.
Dana, you were talking about the impact that low blood sugar has on the brain.
Yeah.
Glucose is the main energy source for the brain. Glucose being sugar, or the product of sugar when your body breaks it down. It'll cause things like dizziness, lightheadedness, high stress, anxiety.
Yep.
extreme conditions, maybe seizures, loss of consciousness. If
brain
it goes
fog,
too far.
I've read.
Yeah.
Minus the seizures you've described, Dana.
Right.
To this day.
Irritability.
Will
aggression.
Will it be crazy if some of my anxiety issues over the years, it all comes down to crazy fluctuating?
Have you thought about going to see a nutritionist?
Yes. And in fact, Dr. Take, shameless plug, does that. And I'm not diabetic. I'm not pre-diabetic. But I am starting to get the feeling that I'm one of those people that just has more fluctuating levels than the average person.
Hmm.
Just because of what I remember I went through during pregnancy. And my girlfriends that were tandem with me in pregnancy, none of them had the issues I had.
Have you talked to Take about
it? No, but now that I've learned about this monitor, I'm going to be like, hey, this... I mean, because I'm just interested in educating myself more about it.
913-586-7798. Doug in Blue Springs. Doug, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I've been on those. I've been on the version, the Freestyle Libre, and I've been on the three or the two and the three. I'm currently on the three plus, and I've been diabetic for about two and a half years for being a little overweight. But it does help you. It will scare the crud out of you in the middle of the night if your blood sugar drops below 80.
Why?
Or I think it's 70 or 75.
Because alarms go off, don't they?
The alarms go off, and they're extremely loud and obnoxious, and you'll scatter for your phone. But it does help keep you regulated. And if it goes off, I'll either go in and get a little piece of candy or just munch on something just to kind of get it back up there.
Do you sleep better, Doug? Because I've really stopped sleeping well. And again, I wonder if this is all tied into this thing.
No, probably not.
Okay.
Probably by doctor's orders, I'm supposed to get a sleep study, but, I don't think it doesn't really, it gives me more peace of mind that, I've been out and about and had my blood sugar drop to the levels like you were saying before. And I was out at Legends one day and, it dropped, and we had to hurry up to get over to, I think it's Jose Pepper's there.
Yeah.
And get a Coke, you know, and my wife just told him as we come in, she's like, I need a Coke, like, now.
Yeah.
You know, because my levels were down in, like, the low 60s, high 50s, and I could just feel myself going down quick, you know.
Were you shaking, sweating?
Just weak. Just, like, it's hard to explain.
It's a terrible feeling.
Lightheaded. You don't know what you're talking. You kind of slur your speech a little bit.
Huh.
And it's just sometimes, especially if you take if you have some high sugar, sometimes it'll spike and then it'll completely drop out from underneath of you. Like pastas will raise your blood sugar really high, and then just as immediately as they go up, it can drop.
So can you can't eat pasta ever?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm on some of the, I'm on the, Mojaro or whatever.
Yeah.
So that actually helps me with my diabetes. I don't have to take, metformin as much. It kind of regulates my blood sugars. And so I still eat. I just got to kind of watch.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with it.
Okay.
But it is a good tool to use. They aren't cheap. My insurance covers mine, and I get you got to replace them every 2 weeks. And I think I pay for 3 months. I get paid like $25, but without insurance, there's $300-$400 a week.
Wow.
Every 2 weeks for those. So
and you wear
not cheap.
Yeah, you wear it for 2 weeks, Doug.
Yeah, it's like 15 days that you wear them.
Yeah.
And then it notifies you and says you need to change it out for a new one.
Perfect.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. William in Leavenworth. William, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi. Go ahead, partner.
Yeah,
loud and clear.
Yeah, so I'm not diabetic or pre-diabetic. I got a CGM, and I pay about $100 a month out of pocket just because I was curious as what certain foods did to me. I mean, I know what science tells me, and I guess I was just being stubborn. I knew what not to eat, but I was eating it anyway, and it was causing fluctuations, and I just didn't feel well after eating certain foods. And it basically has confirmed what's good for me. And also, I was waking up at, you know, 4 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep.
Yes.
Now that's me.
Do that too. Is it because of what you had for dinner, do you think, William?
Yeah, if I eat too late or if I eat a whole bunch of carbs and my blood sugar goes up high during the night, you know, it'll generally stay around 90 or so, but then it'll crash, not down to 40, but it'll drop below 80 around 4 a.m. And then from what I understand is when your blood sugar goes low, your body releases epinephrine, which is adrenaline, which wakes you up to try to get you to produce, I think it's glycogen or something. But to try to fix the problem, and, well, you've just released adrenaline in your system.
Yep.
You can't go back to sleep. So basically, I stopped eating carbs and just stopped eating after like 9 o'clock.
But
I've had the problem since.
But William, and I can't speak for Dana, but she and I have both complained to each other off the air that we're waking up way too early lately, and we couldn't figure out, you know, is it because we're getting older? Or, you know, the newspaper's supposed to be in the driveway, whatever. When you wake up at 4 a.m, you feel wide awake, don't you? Like you could get out of bed.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think what it is, the body has released that epinephrine or, you know, adrenaline and to combat the low blood sugar.
Wow.
And so you can't go back to sleep, or at least I can't go back to sleep. And I've tried, by then my blood sugar's going back up, but I'm up. So I just don't eat late. And if I am kind of eating late, I just try to eat, you know, proteins or fruits and veg and just stay away from carbs, and then it doesn't happen.
So if you're going to have carbs, I mean, we all have them. I do. Is it better than to have those, you know, for lunch or for breakfast? That's one thing, but not before bed. And maybe I just go to lean protein only before bed is what I'm hearing from William. And well, that's one of the things the monitor is going to help me figure out.
Alex in Kansas City. Alex, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, this time you guys can hear me.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys again. Been a while. Anyways, I am diabetic. I'm technically uncontrolled. I have metformin, 2,000 milligrams a day. My A1C floats around 10.5, which is really high. My fasting sugar is about 200 on a daily basis. And the VA, those CGMs are great. The VA won't pay for them because I haven't been on insulin long enough. So I pay out of pocket for the Stelo. But the problem with those is they only go up to 250 for glucose.
Got it.
So it caps out at that. And while I had it, I saw 3 dips the entire time over a month where I dipped below 250. So that what you eat is extremely important. And yesterday I had a new milestone. I actually stabbed myself with a finger to test it down to 155 on my own.
Good for you, Alex. Good for you.
Yeah. I don't want to bore you guys with all the science. I'd really love to, but what everyone else is saying about what you're eating, the sugar, don't eat past 7 if you can avoid it.
That is so good to know, because, Scott,
What if you go to bed at 8:30?
Well, Scott, we get out of here at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We're not getting any younger. By the time you get home, or maybe we go for a walk, you know, it's 7:30, it's 7:45, well, what do you want to eat? You know.
And then you go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Because you get up early.
10:30 every night, but I never have carbs with my dinner.
At night.
For I don't know where it came from that we need to have a third of our plate at every meal being carbs. I don't know what science brought that about.
You eat at 10:30 at night?
Yeah, I get home at like 9, start making dinner. It's done about 10:15.
And you sleep fine.
Like,
remember this conversation. There's going to come a day where that all comes crashing down around you, and you're going to go, oh, I wonder if that's that conversation Scott and Dana had about glucose levels.
Pray God I live.
Midnight, wake up at 7. I'm ready to go, baby.
Pray God I live long enough to hear that show. Let's go to Bill in Lenexa. It looks like you might be getting the last word, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay, real quickly. People have to be careful of a person that is in a diabetic reaction and or a person that is highly intoxicated. A lot of the symptoms of a person that's intoxicated is the same as a diabetic and a diabetic reaction.
Yeah.
When you're in a diabetic reaction, you're confused.
Yep.
You're sweating. You don't know where you're at. You can't stand up. You're weak. You're stumbling. You're fumbling. So if you see a person like that, ask them first, are you a diabetic? Because you could assume that they're only highly intoxicated. So just wanted to be careful with that. I had a blood sugar in Cancun of 39.
Oh, wow.
During the night, and my wife, obviously, she knows how to take care of me, gave me some regular pop. But at a blood sugar of 39, you don't know where you're at. You don't know who anybody is. You can't communicate, and you're aggressive. You want to fight.
Yeah.
So people have to be careful of that person's just intoxicated. He'll just sleep it off. But he could be having a diabetic reaction because the symptoms are a lot alike. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, hang on. I want to ask a quick question.
Okay.
Sure. When you woke up in Cancun, you woke up, right, in Cancun?
My wife woke me up.
Why did she wake you up?
She shook the
crap. Yeah. Yes, out of you.
She shook me so bad that I fell out of bed. And I'm like, and then I'm arguing with you. What are you doing? And then she, let me tell you this. I only know what she told me because I don't know how I woke up. She only told me the next morning, Bill, you had a diabetic reaction. I shook you so hard you fell out of bed.
Wow.
I gave you some pop. I only know what she told me happened.
All right. Well, Bill, I almost shook you out of bed myself. You brought us probably within a nanosecond from a $250,000 fine. Thank you for catching yourself.
Yeah, you had a caller that had a A1C of 10.6. Since I've been on this, I have a G6. My A1C, which is a 3-month average of your blood sugars, I'm down to 6.7.
Good and for
7
you.
Yeah, 7.0 is high, but it's okay for a diabetic. So
good for you, Bill.
G6. And the sensors work really good. You change them every 10 days.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No idea what he just said in the last 30 seconds of that call. 913-586-7798. When we get back, I do have 4 mixtape categories. We need to eliminate one.
Oh.
And I will let the two of you decide which one we eliminate.
Okay.
These are new. Okay. These are new, and these are good ones.
Okay.
All right. It is game day because it's Royals game day here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the USA Today. Following recent allegations of sexual abuse, Joe Gatto is canceling his stand-up comedy tour and seeking treatment. In a statement to the USA Today, the Impractical Joker star revealed that he is checking himself into an inpatient facility to address his well-being. Gatto did not specify the type of treatment that he will be receiving. Quoting here from Gatto himself. Having taken some time to reflect, I've decided to voluntarily enter an inpatient program to continue working on myself. I just want to thank my friends, fans, and especially my family for all of their support, never more so than over the last few days. He's been accused, two times.
Inappropriate behavior.
Correct.
Now, I'm happy he's deciding to get the help that he needs. Recognition of needing help is obviously step number one, and getting help is very important. However, this doesn't bode well for his I'm innocent campaign.
No, and he's had some, and I use the word issues in air quotes, over the last couple of years. He was on Impractical Jokers for a long time, and then about 4 or 5 years ago stepped away saying he needed to address some personal issues in his life.
He said that he stepped away because he was tired of burning the candle at both ends and wanted to focus on his stand-up. Who knows what really was going on.
Okay, but don't you think that life where you are constantly... I mean, that show is one of a handful of shows that makes me uncomfortable to watch.
Really?
Is it funny?
Love it.
Yes. But if you... You know, I don't like controversy or conflict. And there are sometimes those men are put in situations where you're just like, oh my God.
How did somebody not punch you in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would be constantly, I don't know, have my head on a swivel or something.
Oh, there have been some skits where the producers had to run in and say, wait, this is a joke. This is a TV show. Please do not punch Joe Gatto right now.
How is it that they can still do these skits?
Because they're known-ish.
Right. I mean, I haven't watched a show in a couple of years now, but... I mean, if I walked into an interview room, like some of the stuff they do is like product placement kind of stuff and weird questions and how do people react. If I walked in and they were sitting there pretending to be professionals doing a survey,
you'd know.
I would say, okay, clearly I'm on Impractical Jokers, and I would just say hello, maybe ask for a picture, and be on my way.
If 20 million people are fans of the show, that leaves 310 million who can be part of the skit.
That's a fair point. A World War II airman who was taken captive by Japanese forces and died in a prison fire after his plane was shot down has now been accounted for, 80 years after the fact. U.S. Army Air Force's Corporal Glenn Hodak, 23, was a member of the 93rd Squadron. His plane was shot down. He was a gunner aboard the B-29. Hodak's plane was shot down while on a mission to Tokyo. He was originally MIA, but investigators learned he had been captured. After the plane was taken down, he died in a Tokyo military prison, but his remains have been found.
Back home.
And he is back home.
So we're talking about TV shows. When we get back, you've all seen the Chris Hansen, you know, To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
That's another scenario where that became a very popular TV show, a very popular thing to do. That always made me incredibly uncomfortable. And in Missouri, this week, there has been an arrest. And the arrest was not the arrest of the accused child predator. The arrest came against the person who is the vigilante, I'm going to bring you down, I know what you've been doing online guy. Not law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
There are, especially in the Midwest, these groups that play Chris Hansen. Like, they're going to go out and,
careful.
Rid the world.
Yep.
And I said to Scott during a break, Sam, what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong?
All right, here are the four categories I've picked for mixtape. We need to eliminate one, and we will play that at 4:45. What is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? What song most reminds you of your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse? Peering out a rainy window, and the theme song, or check that, yeah, the theme song to the sitcom that is based on your life.
We have to get rid of one of those?
We got to get rid of one.
I don't know, probably the sitcom. I like the other ones, but you know, I like the sitcom, you know, too.
Okay, well, think about it over the news. Dan's got that coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.